USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Wall Street ending a tumultuous week with a significant downturn. Stocks experiencing a notable drop amid renewed concerns about inflation and reports suggesting Israel's readiness for a retaliatory strike from Iran over the weekend. Additionally, increasing oil prices and a widespread decline in bank shares further dampened market sentiment. At the close of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted by 475 points. Donald Trump set to make history as the first former president to face trial in a criminal case. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Jury selection for Trump's alleged hush money case, taking place in New York City, will begin on Monday. The accusation against Trump involves falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
The U.S. Embassy in Israel is cautioning Americans in the country about security risks. A security alert has been issued, limiting travel for government employees and their families to certain areas until further notice. This action following reports indicating Iran's intention to retaliate against Israel after an airstrike claimed the lives of two senior Iranian commanders in Syria. The House passing a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics arguing it enables warrantless spying on Americans, an amendment mandating warrants for searching Americans' communications collected during foreign surveillance, was rejected. House Republicans are split. That bill moves to the Senate before an April 19th deadline. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The recent total solar eclipse has spurred record tourism in New York State. Governor Hochul revealing that between April 6th and April 9th, nearly 1 million people visited state parks, marking a 45% increase in attendance. On Eclipse Day, which was April 8th, the park saw over 325,000 visitors, representing a 52% surge, with 12 parks reaching capacity. Eleanor Coppola, an American filmmaker who won an Emmy for filming her husband Francis Ford Coppola's 238-day production of Apocalypse Now in her documentary Hearts of Darkness, A Filmmaker's Apocalypse, died Friday at her home in Rutherford, California. She was 87. She is survived by her husband Francis, their children Sophia and Roman, and three grandchildren. Their eldest son Giancarlo died in 1986 at the age of 22 after injuries in a speedboat accident. UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley has no intention of leaving the school after winning a second straight national championship, despite rumors that began to swirl about Kentucky's coaching job. Hurley said, "I told them very early on that I have no interest. Why would you leave the current best program in the country? Why would you leave the best program to go somewhere else?" I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.